Welcome to the Rocket City Brief. Here's a headline you probably saw last week. Redwire, an aerospace and defense company that's already on the ground here, is adding about 150 high-skilled jobs in Huntsville. Cue the press release. Governor, mayor, ribbon-cutting energy, the whole thing announced from an air show in England. And if you're hiring in this town, that headline isn't a win, it's a cost event. Because those 150 engineers and technicians are coming out of the exact same cleared talent pool you're already fighting over. So let's do the operator. Read the press release skipped. Redwire is adding 164,000 square feet to its campus on Jetplex Boulevard on the south side of town near the airport. About 150 new roles, engineering, manufacturing, integration, and technical operations. Construction has already started and they expect to be finished by the end of next year. Now the part the press release glosses over, the state and local incentive package is worth about $8.5 million. Run the rough math, $8.5 million across 150 jobs, and you land near $57,000 of public incentive per job. That's a rough figure, not a quoted number, but the direction tells you something. Huntsville is now paying real money to win high-skill manufacturing, the same way a metro competes for a car plant. When the incentive per job climbs like that, it's a signal the talent is scarce enough to bid for. 150 engineering and integration roles don't appear out of thin air. In a metro this tight, they get poached from the contractor down the road, maybe from you. Every cleared technical hire Redwire makes is one your recruiter now has to outbid. So expect two things: upward pressure on technical pay and harder retention on the people you already trained. If you run a shop that depends on cleared engineers, price that in now, not after your third counteroffer. There's a real estate tale on this too, that Jetplex and Airport Corridor just added a decade of hiring. More paychecks clustered on the south end means more demand for housing, rentals, and services within a reasonable commute. If you're a broker or an investor, that's a pocket worth watching. Here's the second signal. Redwire isn't just hiring, it's onshoring production. This campus will build its Stalker unmanned aircraft, Octopus gimbal payloads, and space and energy hardware right here. That's an expanding industrial base, which means subcontract work, parts, and supplier relationships. If you're a machine shop, a fabricator, or a component supplier, this expansion is a business development target, not just a jobs headline. Get on the radar before the campus opens, not after. So read past the jobs count. The real story is a scarce talent market getting more expensive, a housing corridor getting a long-term catalyst, and a supplier base quietly getting bigger. The operators who see all three early are the ones who move first. In the Rocket City, the jobs announcement is the easy part, seeing what it costs and what it opens up before everyone else does. That's the whole game. We actually built something for this. It's called the Rocket City Expansion Scoreboard, a one-page tracker where you log every aerospace and defense employer expansion, the company, the jobs, the square footage, the incentives, and the submarket. It's how a recruiter or a broker spots the next talent squeeze before it lands on their desk. Grab it free at rocketcitybrief.com/scoreboard. Coming up on the Rocket City Brief, the 1,800-home master plan community about to reshape where Huntsville's next wave of workers actually lives. Follow the Rocket City Brief so that one's already in your queue when it lands. That's the Rocket City Brief. We'll see you in the next one.